Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Lauren sent us a message. My sister seems like she'd be a great victim for one of your phone taps. She's great. Love her to death. She's really active. She's a runner. She takes cooking classes.
Mm-hmm.
She volunteers at her daughter's school. She's the best. But she can have a short fuse sometimes. I think you could really get her. LOL.
All right. So Robert Hassenpepper, he is working for the restaurant that she's taking cooking classes from and has to tell her that she's no good in her class and they need to shift her to a different one.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to your phone tap, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kelly?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, Kelly. I don't think we've had the pleasure of meeting. My name's Robert Hassenpepper. I'm from... I oversee the cooking classes here at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah, hi.
Yeah, so I know that you've been in our Saturday class for the last few weeks, right?
Right. Right, yes. The one taught by Emma.
Right, Emma. Do you like learning from Emma? She's a great teacher, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's terrific. Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Well, here's the thing and the reason I'm calling. We're actually moving some students around, and we'd like to have you go from our Saturday class to the Sunday class starting this weekend.
Okay. I didn't realize there was a Sunday class.
Yeah, well, there is, and we just feel like it would be a better fit for your abilities.
Wait a minute. This Sunday class, isn't that the beginner class?
Well, we don't like calling it beginner so much as...
I already took the beginner classes last year.
Oh, well,
I did the beginner work last year.
Okay, I know. It's just that the Saturday class is heading into some complicated areas with some difficult dishes coming up, and we want to just make sure each student will be in the right place for their abilities.
For my abilities? Wait, what's wrong with my abilities?
Well, it's just that the Saturday class is making beef Wellington this weekend.
I know. I was really looking forward to that.
Well, you got to understand, beef Wellington is a very complicated dish. Many ingredients, lots of steps.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I think I can handle it.
Yeah, but you see, the Sunday class is making some yummy pancakes. We might even make heart-shaped pancakes. Doesn't that sound like something you'd enjoy?
I already know how to make pancakes. Thank you very much. I didn't join a cooking class to make pancakes. Does Emma know that you're calling me right now?
Oh, yes. We meet every Monday and talk about each cooking student and how they're doing.
And what, she thinks that I belong in the beginner's class?
Well, again, I'd like to just call it the Sunday class.
That's the beginner's class. Are you sure that it's not a children's cooking class that you're putting me in?
Well, I must admit there are some youngsters in the class, but look, your Saturday class is making the beef Wellington this weekend, then souffles after that, then turducken, I believe, is on the list following that. I mean, those are probably a bit over your skill level, wouldn't you think?
No, I don't think. Not at all. And frankly, I'm a little insulted by this call. I mean, listen, I've been cooking for many, many years. I know my way around the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that I'm as good as any of the other cooks in my Saturday class. I don't need to be moved to a beginner class.
What did your class make last week?
Let me think. Oh, yeah, it was salmon. Salmon with honey garlic sauce.
And how did your salmon turn out?
It turned out fine. It was great.
That's not what I heard.
What did you hear? Wait, what did you hear?
Well, I heard it was dry.
It was not dry. What? Who said that my salmon was dry? Who said it?
Listen,
that?
Kelly, my goodness, quit getting your panties all in a wad. I think you'd really like making pancakes with the Sunday class. I mean, even Lauren thought so, although she likes your cooking, so I don't know if I can trust her taste, you know what I mean?
Wait, I'm sorry, Lauren? Are you talking about my sister, Lauren?
Right, yeah, your sister, Lauren.
Wait, I'm confused. What does she have to do with this?
Well, Lauren is the one that emailed us here at 99.7DJX and suggested we put you on the air with one of our phone taps, Kelly.
Wait, what? Really? Wait, what? Wait, this is on the radio? Oh my gosh.
Here we are.
Oh my gosh, that's what this is? We're on the radio right now?
Yeah, Kelly, yes, Kelly, hey, it's Ben Davis.
I hope we didn't really insult your cooking skills too much.
Yes, you did. You very much insulted my...
I'm so sorry.
My cooking skills. I am a great cook. I'm actually an amazing cook.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you're the next Bobby Flay. But I think you can stay in the Saturday class. I'm sure.
Well, thank goodness. I mean, I thought it was going nuts there for a minute. Oh, my God. I'm calling my sister right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably should. And I'm sure the salmon was amazing. But listen, did you tell her that it was the shake and pour pancake mix?
It's the shake
you
and pour.
Add water.
And
yeah.
it's heart-shaped. I mean,
yes,
what's there not to love?
Sign me up. That's my kind of speed right there.
There you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.